From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Last week, many business groups stayed on the sidelines as the financial bailout was debated. Well, now they are gearing up to play a more active role. As NPR's Chris Arnold reports, business groups are scrambling to convince lawmakers that the troubles on Wall Street are hurting the rest of the country, too.
There's been a lot of anger and frustration coming from people who don't see why their tax dollars should go to bail out Wall Street, especially when many of those financial firms helped create this whole mess in the housing and credit markets. And many small business owners, too, were pretty outraged at the rescue plan when it was announced.
They're angry, they're upset, and they're concerned. And they have a right to be.
Todd Stottlemyre heads up the National Federation of Independent Businesses, which represents 350,000 small businesses across the U.S.
Small businessmen and women did not create the financial situation on Wall Street. While many on Wall Street were taking reckless risk, if you will, small business owners continue to do what they've always done, which is create jobs.
But Stottlemyre says he's been getting a lot more calls, too, from business owners who are coming around and supporting the rescue package. He says the credit crunch is getting worse.
You know, we've seen people, you know, now seeing changes, things that are taking place in the market that are not good for them. We've gotten lots of calls. You know, there was one last week. They had a $400,000 line of credit. The bank called and said now it's a $100,000 line of credit.
So the NFIB and other major business groups are now calling for Congress to pass the bailout package. Jamie McGregor is an owner in his family's Morgul Machine Tool Company in Springfield, Ohio. The company makes parts for exercise equipment, cars, and lawnmowers. So we're not talking about big Wall Street financial firms here.
One of our actually larger customers sent us a letter a week ago saying to stop shipments entirely. And of course, that caused us to be gravely concerned about their financial health and well-being, and we actually jumped in the car and drove over to the customer's facility and counted cars in their parking lot just to make sure that they didn't do something crazy like file for Chapter 11 or something like that.
McGregor says it wasn't that bad. The company wanted to put some orders on hold while it negotiated with lenders. McGregor says he doesn't like the idea of bailing out Wall Street either, but he says he supports a rescue package now because he and other business owners around town are suddenly getting much more worried. For one thing, he says it's harder to get loans.
I was having lunch yesterday, and I bumped into one of our local car dealers, and he said, you know, that good people today that have solid credit scores just aren't making the grade, and that's acutely affecting his business, which also affects our business because we are supplier to the automotive industry. So that was just yesterday.
Many big businesses have gotten behind the rescue package now, too. GE has been lobbying hard in favor. Microsoft released a statement saying that the legislation is, quote, vitally important to the health and preservation of jobs in all sectors of the economy, and we urge Congress to act swiftly. But some economists are unconvinced. Dean Baker is co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research.
President Bush and the proponents, really both sides of the aisles, have created this huge fear story that there's something really bad that is imminent if we don't move on this. And they've, you know, again, been conjuring up the images of the Great Depression, and they've been trying to convince people that there's this really, really bad event that's about to happen if we don't move quickly. And I just don't see any foundation for that.
Baker says he doesn't have a problem with helping the banking system, but he says the legislation is still much too mushy on what it would do to protect taxpayers and to help homeowners facing foreclosure. And he says that we should take the time to do this right. Other economists disagree. They say waiting too long could spark a damaging string of bank failures and send the economy sliding into a severe recession. Chris Arnold, NPR News.